ideas and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed to do, get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, welcome, everybody, to Awakening the Spirit Show. I'm your host tonight, Sin Lou. I am filling in for Rogina tonight. Unfortunately, she doesn't feel well, so let's put out our healing prayers for her so that she feels a lot better. And tonight we have a wonderful, exciting show. We have Jenny Lee. She's an international psychic medium and remote viewer. She has many services that she does offer for people with the remote viewing, missing persons, misplaced items, mediumship for past loved ones, and pet animal communications, and much more. But tonight, what we'll be discussing, probably most likely a lot of things, but we will be going over remote viewing and what that's all about, and she's going to enlighten us on some information regarding remote viewing. And I'm so glad that you guys all called in, and the number, if you want to call in to speak with her later in the show, is 323-693-3312. And I thank you all for joining us, and our board is already pretty getting there full, so if you want to call in now, make sure that you can get on the board. Our chat room is open, so you can go into Blog Talk Radio, Awakening to Spirit, and join us there in the chat room as well. And without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and put Jenny Lee on for us. Hello, and welcome to the show. Hello, how you doing?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, did you hear me?
Can you hear me? Are you there?
I can hear you. Yes.
Sure. I'm actually live in Minnesota. So.
Oh, do you?
I actually live here, but I used to live in Montana. So I still have property there. Yeah, so I moved out here because I thought Fargo and Minnesota was like, you know, the movie Fargo. So I thought, well, I'll go visit my husband and see what's going on out there. And then I was actually surprised because the energy was different. Montana's very, there's a lot of heartache from Yellowstone River, and it's just very heavy energy. And so
I remember that ordeal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's just heavy, and it affects the people there, and then they don't really catch that it's affecting them that way. Well, Spirit told me that when I came out here, you know, I just fell in love with the energy. And so I knew I was going to end up staying.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now I've been here for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm based out of here, and everybody's like, you live in Minnesota? I'm like, yeah, I do. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
But
I have a couple of friends out there. Yeah, I have a couple of friends out in Minnesota.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Minnesota. Where is your radio station out of?
Well, we're pretty much everywhere, but the radio station itself, Blog Talk, is out of New York. But I'm in the Midwest myself at this point. I'm in Indiana.
Oh, wow. That's nice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Been there, too. So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
It's
so,
okay.
Yeah, I've been,
you know, I'm still trying to get used to it, but I'm surviving.
Right. You have to survive getting through it. But, yeah, the winters are kind of shocking sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dealing with the winter areas of things. So that's the only thing that I have problems with. The winters, you know. So
yes, definitely.
So
well,
right now,
tell me a little bit about the remote viewing, because we were going to be discussing this. What got you started in remote viewing? Did you go to classes, or was this something that you found that is pretty much gifted, and then you went further with that?
Well, I guess I'm kind of odd because I have never took one class, and I was actually gifted kind of I'm actually writing the book is supposed to be out this spring, but because I was gifted before I was born. I had an image in my mom's stomach, and the vibration, I remember the vibration and the vibration, the voice that she was talking and who she was talking to. So I remember, and then as I was born and 3 years old, I remember seeing spirit, you know, basically confirming again your life path, who you listen to, is different.
Mm-hmm.
The journey's different. So I already knew that I was from somewhere else, and I was planted here. So I just listened to them on every situation that I just was presented to me. I never looked for it. It was just presented.
Right.
So, and I was 5 years old. They wanted to do testing on me because of what I paid attention to in class. It wasn't, it was just profound information that didn't make sense. So my mom actually took me up to Denver and they put all these wires on my head. And I had spirit.
Yeah.
I was 5 years old in front of me, and they're like, don't go to sleep. Do not go to sleep at all. And for a five-year-old not to sleep for 24 hours is a long time. And I didn't sleep. So, and then my mom felt bad after. Like, I'm not going to do that. Something came over. So they were always trying to figure out my process of why it was just different. And so so I just knew, you know, I finally just by situation, it just grew stronger and faster. My grandmother's husband died when I was 10 years old. And then when my grandpa died, he had a chair. You know, I kind of just didn't want anybody sitting in it. And her new husband came into the house and he started sitting in the chair, and I just kind of looked at a person. I always looked at a person very direct. And I looked at him and I just said, if you sit in that chair, you will die in the chair. And I just walked off. And it just, you know, people were like, Whoa.
Yeah.
He died. I think it was 4 years later, and he had a stroke in the chair.
Oh,
and to
boy.
Me, that didn't scare me. It didn't scare me. It just confirmed everything.
Yeah.
So as incidents after incidents, I mean, I used to bury dolls in the yard because I couldn't channel or know how to deal with the death of feeling children dying. So
right.
I would bury them in the ground. So you find a way to cope when you haven't been raised with it. You know what I'm saying? Raised around
right.
it. And so
yeah.
then, you know, eventually when I got in my 20s, I finally got around psychics and I got in a group, and I didn't know the couth. There's a certain couth that you're supposed to act. And I'm like, oh, really? So I have no clue.
I
right?
never fit into any of it. I know
yeah.
what you mean.
I sat in a group and they were doing something like doggy bags and filling this person and stuff. And I was like, oh, so I had the gal that was in charge, and I just started describing Because I see spirits mirror into any type of material. And so they were mirroring into the walls, the colors, and I just started describing them and started talking about them and what they were doing. And she was starting to get nervous. But the whole class, they all like, this is cool. You know what I'm saying? Like something they haven't seen before. And she was sitting there with the doggy bags. They're like, I don't care about the bags. You know, so she privately basically told me, I don't want you coming here again.
Mm.
Like, what did I do? So
then
I knew something was different, you know, and it just
mm-hmm.
got stronger. And they're like, well, you know, where did you learn this? How did you, mm-hmm. what classes have you take? Where can I take a class? And I'm like, this is not a class. This was just.
Exactly.
Presented to me.
I understand that fully because some people for years have always asked me, where did you learn this, that? And I'm like, I didn't. It just is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I wouldn't
and
know how to teach you. In
because
that regard.
Some, you know, and it's very hard because my editor, we're writing the book, and he's like, I need you to translate this, you know, how this started. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
It's so fast in the brain that you're like, that's my personality. It's part of what I am. They're here. They're me. They're part of me. So
mm-hmm.
it's hard to go, well, I don't know what that's like. What is it
right.
like not to have that conscious state there? I don't know because that was here
exactly.
when I was born, when I was seated, everything. So
mm-hmm.
it's harder
mm-hmm.
to try to
mm-hmm.
get someone to listen to you for you to try to explain it. And then
right.
And then they're more confused. I'm like, but it's just a column in your brain. You know, it's just a
mm-hmm.
Just an instant second of that information. So it's all a balance now. I mean, and
yeah.
so when I started doing remote viewing, this is the thing about me. Every time that Spirit would put something in front of me and tell me that I could do it, I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
I would reject it. I would just tell them, no, I'm not doing that. Literally, no, nope. But they are really good at throwing you right into the fish of everything. And here you are, swim. They're like, swim.
You don't even
you're gonna
realize
swim
you're
it.
Already there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the cases I worked on a remote viewing, a gal presented it to me in Montana. And I went on there's a couple of friends I have on Psychic Crime Fighters and stuff, and I talk to them a lot. And Tina Cummings is just amazing. She's very good at the graphic
mm-hmm.
side of things.
Is she from Jersey?
No,
sorry.
Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Okay, I'm thinking
yeah.
of someone else that's Jersey that I used to speak to once in a blue moon. She does cases, too, with the police. Yeah. Okay.
And it was, but I, you know, I Spirit kind of told me, you know, who had, you know, or this is the direction you're supposed to go on in here. But anyway, it was, everybody was looking at this case. And I got over, I never did get into a car and drive in an area where Spirit told me to do it because I was just afraid that I would run
right.
into something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went by the energy. You just feel this energy pushing you. They were describing a totally different area, and I was just like, no, go over the bridge because they're telling me it's not. So in the description on that platform, they were talking about, you know, the gravel and the gravel roads and, you know, and I was getting this this area by Yellowstone, and I was seeing the body. You know, and it was swampy and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, "This, we're here." I just felt it. Well, we went up there, pulled into the lot where we saw it, and pulled in, and then this truck came out, turned around, came back around. They got out of the back of the truck, got guns, and sat in the back of the truck. And I'm sitting here mm-hmm. going, "What the heck did you guys just get me involved in?" You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Because
yeah.
I am following your lead, and these people have guns, and they're driving our direction because they're not comfortable with us here. You know, and I just
mm-hmm.
felt it. And I had Spirit go, listen, if I tell you to push on the gas, you push on the gas. You know, and I, unfortunately, my friend, she was very blonde looking, dingy, and I said, I need to be very blonde right now. I don't know what you do with the ice cream, but do something with the ice cream to make it look like you don't have any brains. And so she's like, well, okay, I'll do that. And they came by us very slow with those guns and looked at everything, and she's just smiling, and we drive out of there, and we just were holding our breath. And I was just like, Spirit, are you serious? You know, because that was scary for them to do that. And my friend's like, did we almost get killed in that? I said, yes, we did. It took us 3 or 4 days to get over that. And I said, I am never going on a missing persons, and I'm not going on the ground again because I'm afraid that you run into it. But so I found out that they were already doing an investigation in that area. They were already close to that area. They already knew that there was. I like to do it remotely from the house now. I don't go out unless they confirm it, because it's just that so I've been in situations, and to me, Spirit's like, if you listen to us, they'll show you accurate information. And so don't doubt them. If you're really listening, they'll show you. So that energy, it just, remote viewing is a compartment in your head for a different spirit. Mm-hmm. It comes in a different way. Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a big picture. For me, when I'm like, sometimes even when I'm on air on radio and I'll be, you know, listening to everybody talking, and then I'll all of a sudden, oh, by the way, you know, do you live here and do you have this in your house and is this what your living room looks like? I don't know why, but sometimes I just listening and talking to someone, I'll ramblingly go into your home and look.
Right. Right, and
it's not on purpose, but it just bam.
Yeah, exactly. And I do. There's only a couple of them. I get a tons of calls for missing items. I do a ton of that stuff. And there's only 3 in the United States that actually do it. You know, as a business level. And I've had the things that people ask you to find. I just go, are you serious? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff is scary, but I'm like, but it, you know, you just don't realize until you come back and they tell you how accurate you are, and then they tell you again, and then, you know, it just leads up into, it goes into experience after experience after experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just trust them, and then I.
Yeah. I find there's some situations, it's. Like I have a situation, I have a friend who's missing a child, and I see the street sign. I just don't know where it is, but I know the name of the street and everything, and I tell her all the time, and I know that she's alive, you know, and I just pray all the time, let them find that, let them find it, you know. But I feel so bad because there's only a certain point. It seems like, you know, it's like, why can't I just see more? But when if I keep trying so hard, I won't. It comes in flashes. I wish I had more control of that. Yeah.
Yeah, and
so you're able to control that a little bit more.
Yeah, I am. And it's really, some of the constants, you know, the whole thing you got to remember, I've never took a class. So everything that I get presented,
neither.
It's because they tell me you can do it. And then I get it, and then you go in, after I did a couple things and took a class, then I was able to compare it. And it was just different words and then comparing them. Spirit, you know, I can't sit there because Spirit's like, you know this. Get up, get out of here. It's not going to be any, because we're not very good at the attention span if they're behind us already. You don't want to do this. Don't do it.
It doesn't, you know, so. It doesn't work in that area for me either. I understand.
Yeah.
I can totally hear you on that. I did years ago. I did one, but and I can't talk about it because I don't want the exposure in that sense. And you know, so the families agreed, as long as I helped them, the families agreed not to say. So I'm glad they didn't.
Right.
You know, so so they just thought that they were talking to angels, and I felt that that was better anyway.
Right. Exactly. So it's one of those things that you're just like, okay, well, and there's things where I'm like, I don't want to go here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you, and then, and people were, you know, I had one Native family case, and this is the thing, when it presents, it's like a rush, and then you're literally stuck with that energy, and I don't care what you want to do. They so
it
all day
comes
I'm
there.
Seeing these ads, they're there, everything's there, you know, as in so it was a Native family, and they I knew that this was drug related, but I was doing construction. I was a project coordinator, and my boss, you know, he believed in this, but not to the extent after dealing with me. And I told him what I was getting off of it and was feeling. And then he called me and told me, like, 2 months later, he goes, you know, that description that you put and told me is in the paper now. And they showed me the whole back store was there that I was describing. There was a Native store that looked like a house, and then even the down to the grass, the way the grass was going up the hill, and that they would find a blanket. And it was just, you know, that happened 4 or 5 times when I would see it in the newspaper. You know.
Now, do you ever feel it?
Oh, yeah. I hate driving by an accident or something, because I had a guy that drove by and he got stabbed, and my whole back was on fire. You know, I don't like it just being thrown. I'm a physical medium too, so you know, that kind of stuff really affects,
like a double
the whole
whammy.
So it's like playing chess, going anywhere. I'm very careful where I go and what I want to pick up and what I don't want to pick up. But on remote viewings, I've gotten to the point where you do it so much on certain things that you can lose focus of time. Mm. And that's scary when you get in that realm and you can do that. You know, and you can do a reading and feel like you ate, and it feels like you ate a big meal, and by the time you're done, you're starving. Because there's no time. Yeah. That's a man-made...
it is. That's true.
And
it's a man-made. Time is man-made. Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
Absolutely.
It's definitely one of those situations where you're just, like, blown away by. So, so I just keep doing what Spirit wants me to do. And then I keep files on everything, and I just wait.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have strong patience with the missing persons cases.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's 5 years or 10 years. I mean, at some point they're going to represent it, and then your mind's not going to hold on that information until you get to that certain point. When I do the automatic writing with that, this is the thing that I find interesting, is people try to format everything to English. And Spirit says, listen, that is not a spiritual language. English is not a spiritual language. Do not put it in a format for that. What I give you, you write. If it's up, if it's down, if it's side, it's symbol. You know, and that's the thing. We are always trying to form it into English, and I stopped even trying on that format of things. Just like, and I'm sure you've heard this too, and it's just because I'm very raw with Spirit and everything, where everybody, and I don't want to offend anybody on this, but everybody feels that, you know, Michael and Raphael and all of them come and they present themselves and they're all helping. And I, you know, when I get these spirits, I go, there's billions of angels, billions.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've only felt Michael twice, and it's majorly protection stuff. And these angels are huge.
Yeah.
There is an impact.
They're beyond.
So,
they're beyond.
Okay.
I mean, if you saw them, how they really are, you would fall backwards and gasp and hide, just as the prophets did years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So when I feel him, there's a reason, and it's not because you know, it's my ordinary life, and that's they, and you know, everybody's thinking.
That's right.
So then angel names are not English names. So I get they're like my angel's name is Tom or Bob. No. When they're like, what do you mean no? I'm like, I have to tell you the truth. They're not English names. They're not.
Mm-mm.
And so I tell them exactly what I get. And there's a difference between, you know, the good angels, the bad angels. They have names on both sides. Their work that they do, and by their name, you can diagram what they do. And so I don't fluff and buff that when I hear that. They get a little upset, and I'm like, I'm sorry. That's what everybody says the same thing, but it's not true. It's not true.
Yeah.
That's not the way it works. Just like when we die, we go through transformation, and everybody thinks it's, you know, our relatives coming back. And, you know, what's funny is Spirit says to me, you didn't listen to us when we were there. What makes you think you're going to listen when you die? So Spirit is telling me, these are transformation angels. This is their job, to help you transfer over. And there's billions, you know, millions of them that help. And they're in a healing angel. They're not your relatives, they say. Your relatives are ones that comes in, brings that single message to you. But they're not the ones that go. You learn and your conscience state goes into that transformation state for your conscience state to accept
it.
It's a transformation. So I think there's a lot of confusion behind it.
Yeah, because when I passed away, I didn't see my relatives at first at all.
No.
I was surrounded by others that I couldn't see, but I could feel them all around me. And but then the person that I saw, you know, I always see him, but I never see his face, but I'm always looking at his feet for some reason. And you know, he wears robes and stuff, but I see him a lot in my life. But when I passed away, he was the one that held my hand when I was reviewing my life, because there were some things in there. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, in my mind, and believe it or not, people go, what do you mean in your mind? Because I didn't realize I didn't have a body. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, shit, you know. Isn't that funny? But it's true.
It works that way. But, you know, when you have to, and I tell people, when you walk too much in the flesh, you walk too much in this realm, it's hard to see over in the other side, because this has, and that's why I will not have anything that controls me on this realm. Like, I won't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do anything, because if you have a weakness, you know, there's a negative side that will use that to
take that with you.
Right. But take it with you, but also use it here against you.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
exactly.
And I don't, I'm like, nope, nothing controls me. You're not getting anything. I don't, you know, and it makes people feel uncomfortable. If you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't, you know, there's nothing
like,
that
what's
you
wrong
have
with you?
To feel. And I'm like, well, you know, my biggest high is if I can help someone heal, that is an ultimate high. And that's not on a realm here. That's on a realm there that you love doing. So it's just the way it's been for me. You know, it just, and I don't need that codependency to feel better about something that I know where to reach to. So I my whole mission is the fact that I want people, ordinary people, to reach to that more, that high frequency energy, use it daily, understand it daily, and not think that you have to go to a church or a society to make, you know, that's the only way you can buy your way. Right. It's always been there.
Yep.
It's always been there. And that's what I'm about. is opening that up and getting people to express it in that realm and open up more to it. So that's, and I, for doing the remote viewing and mediumship, it's just opening the door.
Right.
And, you know,
listen, and we're going to go. Oh, there, my dog had something to say. Sorry about that. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When, after we come back from a break, it's about a minute or so. Would you like to take some callers and maybe they have some questions for you? All right. So, people, stay tuned. Stay with us. We have a full board, and we'll go ahead and take a couple-minute break. Get a glass of water or a cup of tea or something. Hold on 1 minute.
I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only
Welcome back to Awakening the Spirit Show. I'm your host tonight. My name is Sin Lu, and thank you guys for all joining us. I'm so happy to see you all in the chat room and on the board. And we have Jenny Lee with us tonight, and we were discussing remote viewing, and she is also a psychic medium. And we'll be taking calls within a couple of seconds or a few minutes. Hi, Jenny. You there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
I'm here.
Don't mind my voice tonight. I don't think I sound as groggy as I normally do, but I feel like I'm getting something. I gotta get some tea.
I think the whole nation's got something. Everybody's sick. Everybody's getting sick.
I'm telling you, I had so many crisscrosses in the sky today, I put my fist up.
The way it feels sometimes, you're like, oh my goodness. Yeah, so
they've been painting those skies so hard. I'm like, oh, really? So it's like I should have known.
So,
yeah.
Right.
So you want? Yeah, right. I know you were stunned by that one, weren't you? Oh, sometimes I come out with some things I don't know. Oh, anyway. Would you feel like taking a caller?
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
We'll go ahead and put on 805. You're on the air, 805.
Oh, thanks, Sandy. And hi, Jenny. Hi.
Hi.
Donna.
Hi.
How's you?
This Donna?
Hello? We're good.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Do you have any particular questions tonight for Jenny about anything with remote viewing or mediumship or?
Are you doing little readings at all today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted to know if I was going to meet someone or get a little job or anything like that, and whatever you're picking up in those two areas or.
Actually, for the, you know, I will talk about this subject because I want people to be informed in it.
Okay.
It's actually for a job area that you're looking for. I just feel you're spiritually bored.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you want to need a challenge, more of a mental challenge, more of a target that you need in your life. And I feel more of a one-on-one. You're very good on the one-on-one, making people understand the direction they need to go in. So I see management around you, but staying in one realm and doing the same thing over and over, you're safe there, but it doesn't challenge you. And I feel like you need a new challenge to feel fulfilled. And that's what I'm feeling that needs to happen. And they're saying if you start putting the process in the next 2 months and start putting yourself out there, then I see that changing for you. So the management's coming in. But this has to do, I'm seeing, how can I say this? This isn't dulled with construction management. And that means the gatekeeper, which is basically a very strong energy. And then, I mean, they make great money too. But I'm just seeing you on the going out. You need not just be in the office, you need to be in the field too. Understand, coordinate people. It's going to be challenging enough for you. All of that combined together.
Yeah.
So I feel they're wanting you to go Colia 180. They're like, no.
Wow.
Get out of this whole alley that you're in and look at the things that you do daily. And you can take those skills and then apply them to a different situation. And so I do feel that for you. I'm not feeling nursing or not feeling being around a medical office or anything like that. I'm feeling that construction end of things. Sorry.
It's
the
a
construction
total
end
change,
of,
it sounds like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but also it's just going to stimulate her in a different way and really put those areas out because of her skill. You know, it's about timelines, consistency, helping people, funding people. I mean, the whole thing that I feel is for her more than more physical side of, you know, driving and moving around too. So I feel that very much. So very strong energy with that. So
that's wonderful.
Oh, do you see a relationship coming in? See, I'm kind of retired right now, so I don't, but I will look into something, doing something, I think. But I would like to meet someone and, you know, share my life with someone, you know, as a retired person and, you know, both, you know, I mean, that's what my hopes are and my dreams, I guess, to meet someone and be part, make that my purpose, I guess, as a team.
Okay. The first thing that I feel right away with this situation is very strong. Okay, can I go into description of this guy first?
Sure, please, yeah.
The description is very important.
Okay.
So the description shows me, I'm going to say he's not very tall. I'm going to say about 5'7", but I feel that this guy was prior either an accountant or a CPA, and I feel like he's retired too. But
okay.
I'm getting, and I don't know why it's connected to water, water, and I feel like when you're going to meet him is near water. So this is either a lake or ocean type of situation. But
yeah,
it's
I live right
dining.
Near the ocean. I live near the ocean.
So it's dining?
Well, that makes sense.
It's a dining place.
Yeah.
So dining, I see dining, and then there's water right there. So this is
a
nice brunch type of atmosphere. And a very nice, very noble soul, very smart, but he just very quiet and quaint too. He likes to travel. Yeah, to you. He's a casino type of person too. He likes the entertainment side of things. Loves doing that too. So very strong, but he wants someone to retire with and have a good time. I feel like he's widowed too.
Yeah.
So very but
are you seeing him where he dresses kind of sporty, you know, with the shirts with the collar?
Yeah.
The polo
shirt. Collar and yep, and can
like
be
blue.
The golf thing. I mean, he's just an all right guy. I don't think you're looking for something serious, and he just where you can go to your house and he can go to his house and enjoy each other. That's what I'm feeling. That balance energy, that soul connection is good. So very strong in that area. So I feel that that's what's going to work for you. The timeline around him that I feel is at the beginning of July.
Oh, okay.
So
good.
That's the timeline. So at least it's not 2 years. People are like, 2 years? I'm like, I'm sorry, I can only tell you what they say. But it's in July. So, and this looks like they can do these nice brunches, you know, and they'll see a lot of fruit and just a very good, but he's a very nice man and very outgoing. So I do feel that coming. And I just feel, they said you've been occupied with, you know, people pulling you in other directions. And then sometimes we miss that opportunity that's presented. And usually before it happens, we literally, spirit tries to keep us on track. And how they do it is, it feels like you can't sleep, you're not getting, you know, you just feel like there's something else to be doing. And that's when they're like, keep her awake, don't let her sleep too much. We don't want her to miss this opportunity because these spiritual connections only come in once in a while. And that's why when you get a flush connection, that only lasts for a certain amount of time. Then all that changes and dissolves and goes into a different format of things. Completely.
That's true. We're constantly changing and creating. Yeah.
Right. So then it changes.
Right, yeah.
So I feel like I'm going to tell you,
so
too,
grab
this guy's kind of, so I do remote medical, and this guy, he's had a heart attack, too. So in the past, he had to slow down because I felt a strain over the heart. I do remote medical, too. So the strain over the heart, so he had to slow down, and so he did. And then I see a small dog with him, too. So he does have a small dog. So he does like animals, too. So very nice fellow, though. Very strong energy with him. So I think you'll...
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna, so much. I hope helps you.
Yeah, what is your website, Jenny? I'm going to write that down.
It's www.jennysshight.net.
Now, that's S as in snake?
Yeah,
two S's. Okay.
S-S-I-G-H-T?
Not .net. And I put it on chat, too. It's on that.
Oh, okay.
I'll
be in touch with you. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Nice.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you,
honey.
So much. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think we have time for another one, it's okay with you. Okay.
Yeah.
706, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, ladies. Hi.
Hi, honey.
My name is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Hi, Jenny.
I like that.
And I would just like a brief, quick, mini I was kind of reading up on you. You're good at energy. So just give me anything that spirit feels I need at this moment, a message.
Okay, I'm going to go raw on this one. The first thing that I feel for you is I feel like your energy is being depleted too much. And I mean it's being pulled too many different directions, and it's like you're getting distracted, and people... Even though they're hearing your voice and you're helping them get done what they need to get done, they're not listening. So it's a record. And so there's a way that you can not make yourself available for that and focus on what you need to be doing. So that's the first thing that's showing me. So, and I believe with the spiritual realm, which they tell you, there's three different levels with each human is at. And there's a lower frequency where we always have issues and problems and can't get our life straight, and we always run into those people. We go down to that level for teaching and understanding. So I feel like you're getting a lot of that realm putting a lot on you. And they're showing me you're not doing enough me time. You're not focusing enough for your inner self. And I feel a tiredness with you. And it's hard for the mind to shut down. So you need a safe place to be. You need a safe place that your soul rests, that rejuvenates. There's a rejuvenation that needs to happen with you. So the eyes seem stressed around the eyes, when you're twisting stuff open, I'm feeling a strength disappearing more in that area. I'm feeling some aching more coming on. The digestive area feels like there's some food that are starting to really irritate you. But your environment needs to change first. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So,
and it's
just the way we look at it. We just need to look at it different and go, you know what, nice. This works so well, and I'll tell you this works. So just imagine this realm behind a plate of glass, and imagine humans as ants just going in confusion, don't know where you're going. So you step behind that plate of glass, and you tell spirit, I am just the vessel. I am here just to get energy and not even think, okay? So you're behind that. You're not hearing anything, and you're not feeling anything from that society. Then all your energy is just what they need to put through you. When you do that, and you do it for 30 minutes, you're able to have a bigger clarity going back over in that realm, and you see things different, and things seem smaller. We have to balance all the time.
You guys, this lady is so good. I actually took off work today to get in nature, to go hiking, because has been going on for about a week, and you're exactly right. It's been draining me. And normally I know how to do the shift on my own, and I still do, but sometimes it can be very overbearing. So Wednesday I went into work, and I said, I'm taking Friday as a personal day. So me time.
Uh-huh.
I have got to get in the woods. I've got to get in the woods. And I took off today for that.
Wow.
And I feel myself
That's cool.
slowly, gradually coming up out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you can't submerge yourself in that realm all the time.
Yep.
And there's three levels, like I said, you know, and I think you're supposed to be in the enlightenment area level. People that are already on the path. Already on their journey, already, you know, they know where they're going. So,
correct.
And that's where you need to be. Because you pull down to that lower level, that'll pull you down. You have to know where your balance is. And so that's always for spiritual teachers, that's a realm you go down and you pull someone up or you help them get where they need to be. But you can't stay in it constantly. That realm is like going to Walmart all the time, okay?
I can't do crowds, especially Walmart, unless it's late at night.
If you want to practice on your energy, you go to Walmart, because that is like, oh, my gosh, it's like going to the graveyard here. And you have to block everything, and you just, you know, people are like, oh, it's just Walmart. No, it's like purgatory. You go in there.
I know.
You don't want to take anything with you home, because the energy just sits on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I send everybody when they need to learn how to deal with energy. I go in there. If you can make it out of there, you're doing good. So you need to learn how to balance it more. And, and the biggest thing I tell people with energy, you see someone coming, you know they've got heavy energy, and I know they're going to present it to you. So a person's coming, and you, as yourself, they come, and then you just take it on because they present it to you. And the spirit goes, put your hand up in your mind and say, I identify. When you identify, you're triggering with spirit that you know and allow that's not yours.
Right.
And as they leave, they're not feeling like they projected it onto you, and they're not feeling good about projecting it because they didn't get anywhere with it and they didn't shift it. And as they leave,
okay,
you just push your hand and go, take it with you. Take it
okay.
with you. You notice that you do not take it on.
Okay.
Wow, that's a good, that's good. That's good.
Because it is about us allowing something in or not
mm-hmm.
allowing it in at all. But you have control over that situation of free will. But most people just go, oh, she's coming this way. Oh, well, look, I've got that with me now because I just let it come in. You can't do that. And that's why psychics are
very observant
and they're standoffish.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I normally am, but, you know, I am human. But when I pick it up, I know. That's just like I told you, I went into work Wednesday and I said, I got to shake this. I'm taking off Friday.
Yep.
And I'm going to go get in nature. That normally works for me really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a
friend. Yeah, me too.
I have a friend that works for the Edward Cayce Society. And when she says, she sends me cases when they're like, we can't do anything with these people. And she sends them to me. And she sends them to me. I kind of end up getting that, you know, thinking, what are you doing this? But, and then I just show them. You know, it's a format of showing them what they need to do and what they need to block and how they need to balance. And it helps them. You know, it helps
mm-hmm.
them understand all of it better.
Guides.
So
thank you,
once
ladies.
You have balance,
uh-huh.
you're very welcome.
Thank you.
You can always visit me on my site, too.
I will.
Yes.
Thank you both.
Definitely. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much for calling. Many blessings, lovey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You gave her such an awesome reading, and I want everyone to know you can go on www.jennyssite.net.
It's spelled differently. Yeah, but you go in there, and mm-hmm. it'll give you all the information, the events, and all the stuff, and what I'm doing and what I'm formatting.
Right.
And so
now, do you have books? Don't you? Don't you have Walking in Humble?
This is the thing. I've started a book. It was funny because Spirit told me, you're going to write a book. You know, I was like, you're
mm-hmm.
crazy. I'm not writing a book. I have dyslexia. Trust me. Because English is like, for me, when I type, it's like this. My mind's like, already off.
Yes.
And then the letters have to
right.
catch up. And it's hard to slow down and go, uh-uh. So people know my writing because that's what happens. So I said,
mm-hmm.
no way. There's just no way. And so I found a ghostwriter that is writing this with me, and it's Michael Cromer, and he's out of New Hampshire. He's amazing. He's done some really good books and stuff. And every time that, you know, we get to we're up to 3 or 4 chapters, and we think we're going to add more and add more. And so it's one of those things that it keeps evolving because I want so much information
mm-hmm.
in it, because all of it's raw.
Yeah.
All of it is raw information and stuff that works and stuff
mm-hmm.
that people can apply. It's not something that I looked up in a book.
Mm-hmm.
It's something
right.
that
absolutely.
They have shown
absolutely.
Me. Because Spirit has shown me that this
mm-hmm.
make it simple for them to understand, and then they can
mm-hmm.
apply it. And it's called Walking in Humble Spirit.
Yes. I was reading a little bit about it. You have, when you go on to her site on jennyssite.net, you can read an introduction chapter. And
mm-hmm.
I was reading it, just the introduction. I can tell it's going to be one of those books that I'm not going to be able, I'm going to have finished probably by the night or the next day.
Yeah,
one of those.
Well, we're trying to get it up to a lot of chapters, you know, and that's the thing with it too. And it's just it's a situation where I'll give
mm-hmm.
you a situation that was funny, because when I was 5 years old, the thing that was weird about me, my mom couldn't understand, is you have no fear. And that drove her nuts. Mm-hmm. Why don't you fear anything? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't, can't tell you that. So, and she felt she lost control at the age of 5 with me. But my older brother, my older sister, set my father's garage on fire. Okay, and then they, my mom's looking out the window. Okay, and they're gone. She's calling the fire department, and she sees me going out there, 5 years old, and I have a hose, and I'm so close to the fire, and I'm standing there. And that's that protection thing you get from the angelic form of you just feel protected and there's nothing going to happen to you. And so it was just very odd. And then I just took off a lot. I had a journey on my own. And so those stories accumulated and accumulated, and that's what it's formed into, is this accumulation of the stories that are completely real.
Yeah. See, that's my whole thing. Everybody keeps telling me to do the same because I have so many. And for me, I guess I am. I've never been diagnosed, but even my notes, no one can read my notes. No one can read them. I know what, but no one else can. And I tell everybody, you know, because always they're telling me you got to write. I put things out there. I write about stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I can't put it in order. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I bet it's easier on automatic writing. You know, that's funny how we can calm down to do automatic writing. But when it comes to our own writing, because
you
in
can't.
The automatic writing, we're in the right brain. We can function there. But in the left brain, no.
No, we can't.
You know what's funnier? And this is with a true psychic that does this and has an interpretation. When you're so much doing this work, that's a true intuitive psychic.
Right.
I tell a person, if you're a true psychic, now watch this. I go, try to lie. Try to make a lie. And I tell them, they're like, I can't do it. I'm like, right?
Yeah.
I said, see how a story sounds when you try to fake reading. They're like, I can't function. I'm like, I know, right? Because
it doesn't work.
It
just can't. Well, that's
and the only ones that
can
do that, it's funny because I'm like, how do you do that?
Mm. And I have that big issue, and I try to calm it down, especially with other people, because I'm into that, you know, that to me, everything is about truth and everything is about justice. So, God forbid. And if I find, I am one that will say, you know, well, maybe I'm, you know, my emotions got away, and I will say, you know, okay. But, yeah, a lie to me is, like, the biggest thing. My kids always will tell you that. They'll go, oh, God, don't lie to Mom.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where you just, you can't do it. It's using that brain that you're so used to, you know, just thinking once in a while. And it's so common for remote viewing with me. I'll be leaving the house and I'll doing stuff and I'm not even thinking. And spirit will go, turn that key off in the living room. I'm like, I'll turn around.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a constant state with them now that it's just part of me. And that's what people, I try to explain.
Yeah.
They're like, well, how do you tune them in and tune them out? I'm like, they are me. I am them. We are all one unit. I don't know my personality without them. So it's just hard to describe. And this is the one thing that I tell people. Spirit is first with me, no matter what it is. And I have lose friendship over that because until something happens and they think that I should be walking in the flesh and picking their side on things. And I'm like, what did I tell you from the
beginning? You can't. Yeah.
If spirit says no, that's a no. If they tell me to walk away, I walk away. And it does not matter on this realm because what I'm after is what matters on that realm above. This is why I do this work, because there's a bigger reward on that side. You can't buy me. You know,
exactly.
It's my soul that is leading me to where that is. And so I've lost a lot of friendships over that because that is first. And that will never change. And
that's a great way to look at it. That's how I look at things too. I always say I'm in the world but not of it. So
Right.
Well, our show is ending, and I really appreciate you coming on, and I hope to have you on again. Just love you.
Sure.
And I thank everyone for listening in. And just to go over again on www.jennysite.net,
yeah,
please go on there and take a look at her services and so you can contact her personally. And I thank you again, honey. And many blessings.
You're welcome.
Good night, everyone, and enjoy your night. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye. Yeah.